Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hello, this is David Zellner.
And I'm Nathan Zellner.
And this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has let us come in and play some tunes for y'all. A little background on ourselves. We are filmmakers based out of Austin. And we have a new feature coming out on June 29th called Damsel. It's a Western starring Robert Pattinson and Mia Wasikowska. And today we'll be playing some music just inspired by some of the films we've made, or indirectly and directly. All right, and first off, we're going to start off with a song called Yamasuki by the Yamasuki Singers. And this was a track that we used in our previous feature, Kamiko the Treasure Hunter, that came out a few years ago. And we love this music. This whole album's fantastic. It's this concept album from 1971 of these pseudo-Japanese pop songs that was made and produced by Gene Kluger, a Belgian, and then a Frenchman named Daniel Vanguard, who happens to be the father of Thomas Bangalter from Daft Punk, as a side note. But anyhow, this was a French children's choir that they got to sing phonetically Japanese songs that they wrote, and so it doesn't make any sense at all to a Japanese speaker, but it's just fascinating and strange music, and we love it. And this is the first track off that album, Yamasuki.
Yamasuki Singers with Yamasuki. Stretched really hard there on the title. The next song is from one of our favorite movies growing up, the Flash Gordon soundtrack. It will be Flash's theme, the theme song by Queen. Queen was doing a lot of soundtrack stuff back then with, I don't know if it was Flash Gordon the first one?
I think there was a, that was the first one, and then they did Highlander
and Iron Eagle. Yeah. This 80s trend of getting rock groups to do a promotional song that would be used in the opening credits. But Queen took the Flash Gordon soundtrack to another level. And ended up actually providing a lot of the sound design for the lasers and just this whole soundscape that you know, added to this very surreal, cartoony world that was the Flash Gordon movie.
And that's what we love is the music is really is intrinsically part of the entire film. The way the music blends in, with the sound design and the sound effects and everything. And it just helps it really amp up its incredibly flashy, garish quality that makes it such an amazing movie and one of I think the all time great soundtracks. So this is the title track from Flash Gordon, which came out in 1980, and it's Flash's theme, and it has a little bit of dialogue from the movie, as most of the soundtrack does.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
Y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. One, two, three. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
This is Nathan and David Zellner, and you're listening to My KUTX. And that was Public Enemy's Terminator X to the Edge of Panic from, which album was that?
It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Terminator X does not speak with his hands.
Yeah, that's from 1987. That was, yeah, that was Terminator X is their amazing DJ. And that was their ode to him. And that was a double shot that we've wanted to play together for a long time. Because we just... We're huge fans of the Flash Gordon soundtrack, and then we were huge fans of Public Enemy. And when we you know, first heard this album, and that they have they kick off this song with a Flash Gordon sample. We just thought that was the most amazing thing. All right, now taking a turn to a very different type of music, we have a song from the Pastels of Glasgow, Scotland, one of my all-time favorite bands. This song, Through Your Heart, from 1991, I think. And we used this for the end titles of a film we made about 10 years ago called Goliath. And I think it's a really sweet song. And here it is, Through Your Heart. The Pastels with Through Your Heart, and this is David and Nathan Zellner with My KUTX. Next up, we have a double shot from the band Sparks, which is, I think, my all-time favorite band, and I think one of the most underrated bands in American popular music. They've been around for over 40 years, and they're always doing something new and interesting with their albums, which they've steadily released over the past several decades. Sparks is comprised of Ron and Russell Male, a sibling duo. And part of the reason why we're playing this today is Russell, who is the singer of the group, he is featured in our film Damsel, which comes out on June 29th, and he it's a Western, and he is featured as a yodeler in the film. He is
essentially the Prairie Crooner.
The Prairie Crooner is his title, yeah. And he has this amazing falsetto throughout all of his music that he displays. But we've never heard him yodel before, and so that was it was a real treat to have him be a part of our film in that way. And the songs that we've picked today are from the album Introducing Sparks, the first track off that, which is A Big Surprise, which is, I think, one of their lesser loved albums, but I think it's incredible. And then from their album Angst in My Pants, we have the song Sextown USA, which I just think is such an incredible song title, and I feel like it should be a movie title. I think there's a movie in there, something amazing.
One of those 80s sex comedies.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. It's it's great. So here we have A Big Surprise followed by Sextown USA.
And all pretending we don't know what we know. We know a lot of things. I know each muscle on your back and every toe. But you've held out on me, I can tell from your eyes, disguising the ace that you hold. I want a big surprise tonight. A really big surprise tonight. It's boy meets girl, and here we go once again. We're inside Yankee ingenuity. Somebody told me how the motion picture would end. I turned and glared at them, and then I read the way the world was going to end. With a whimpering sound, not a banging away, I'm sorry I gave it away. I want a big surprise tonight. A really big surprise tonight. It's boy meets girl, and here we go once again. I want a big surprise tonight. A really big surprise tonight. It's boy.
Place. And what a place. place is reality too. But this is better than the others, it's America too. Oh yeah. No one has the time to eat a meal or to think, because they're way too busy doing Kama Sutra things. Oh yeah. Hey, look around, see the sights, go to bed, what a life. Sextown, USA, we can go anywhere and it becomes Sextown, USA, we can go here or there, it all becomes the perfect place. And what a place. There's a whole lot of fish in the sea. Sextown, USA, we can go here or there and it becomes Sextown, USA. Can go anywhere and it becomes Sextown, USA. We can go here or there, it all becomes the perfect place. And what a pace. If you try to come here and you try to abstain, they'll send you to the prison for the criminally insane. Oh yeah. Maybe I'll just stay here for the rest of my life, because it's better than commuting here with you every night. Oh yeah. Sextown, USA, we can go anywhere and it becomes Sextown, USA, we can go here or there, it all becomes Sextown, USA, we can go anywhere and it becomes Sextown, USA, we can go here or there, it all becomes the perfect place. And what a place.
And you're listening to My KUTX. I'm Nathan Zellner. I'm here with my brother David. We're the guest DJs on KUTX Austin this hour. Hope you're enjoying the music we picked. That was two songs by Sparks. The first one was called A Big Surprise. The second one, if you couldn't have guessed, was called Sextown, USA. And we're playing things. We're filmmakers. Here in Austin, we have a movie coming out called Damsel on June 29th, and this hour we're playing songs that have inspired us throughout the years in filmmaking, things that we grew up listening to, and songs we used in some of our previous films.
And let's see, next up, we have, we're going to take it down a notch with the next few songs. This is from a Twilight Zone episode. Actually from 1964, Come Wander With Me. And I remember when we saw this when we were kids, and it's just, it has a kind of a very ghosty vibe to the episode, with this woman singing this ballad over and over, and it just had such a dreamy, haunting vibe to it, and it always stood out and stuck with me because of that. It was later used by Vincent Gallo in The Brown Bunny, which is, I love the way it was used in that film as well. But it's just a really great haunting song, and it's performed by the actress in the episode, Bonnie Beecher, and written by Jeff Alexander. It's Come Wander With Me.
He said, come wander with me, love. Come wander with me, away from this sad world, come wander with me. He came from the sunset, he came from the sea, he came from my sorrow, and can love only me. Mm-hmm.
That was Come Wander With Me from the Twilight Zone episode of the same name. Next up is a song that has a similar kind of haunting vibe to it. It's from a band called The Finches, and the song is called The Road, and it's from 2005. And we also picked it because we used this song as the title sequence for our film Goliath.
The road stretched out, a hand ready to shake. The hand reached in full of waste, so I finally set my pace along the road. The road is pulling me, my home is wishing me away. The street lamps beckon.
Their heads in song. So
sidewalks whispering, come caroling swiftly and stray, so swiftly I strayed. But gone, when I'm gone, I'd like for all my friends to raise up their heads in song. So
Sea by the Beach Boys. Next up, have a track by Lee Hazelwood, which is another favorite of mine. Love his vocal stylings, and then his production is always really fascinating, and then the song structure is always really interesting as well. This song, it's called "Nobody Like You," which is a duet with Susie Jane Hokum, which was his girlfriend at the time, and they had their LHI record label together. I think shortly after this song that they was recorded, they had a really messy breakup, and then they dissolved their label, and Lee Hazelwood moved to Sweden and recorded one of the all-time great breakup albums called Requiem for an Almost Lady. And the whole album is about is about the woman he's doing the duet with in this song, and it's incredible. This song is not from that album. This is When Things Were Happier, and it's Nobody Like You by Lee Hazelwood.
Never gonna find me nobody like you. 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 Never gonna find me nobody like you.
This is Nathan Zellner, along with David Zellner. We're brothers. And you're listening to my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio. We're playing a bunch of things that have influenced us as filmmakers over the years. That last one was the great Lee Hazelwood and Nobody Like You.
And next up, I have a track by Gilberto Gil called Cerebro Electronico, which I think means like electric brain or something. Like sure. I think that's what it is. And this is probably his most experimental and psychedelic album, and that's why I really love it, and especially this the first track off it, Cerebro Electronico.
Ele é quem manda, mas ele não anda. Só eu posso pensar se Deus existe. Só eu posso chorar quando estou triste. Só eu cá com meus botões de carne e osso. Eu falo e ouço. Eu penso e posso. Eu posso decidir se vivo ou morro. Por quê? Porque sou vivo, vivo pra cachorro. E sei. Cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro em meu caminho inevitável para a morte. Ah, 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 porque eu sou vivo, ah, sou muito vivo. E sei que a morte é nosso impulso primitivo. E sei que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro com seus botões de ferro e seus olhos de vidro. Ah, ah, ah. Quando estou triste, só eu cá com meus botões de carne e osso. Eu falo e ouço. Eu penso e posso. Eu posso decidir se vivo ou morro. Por quê? Porque sou vivo, vivo pra cachorro. E sei que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro com seus botões de ferro e seus olhos de vidro. My bed, yeah.
light is shining.
That was T-Rex with Dreamy Lady from the album Futuristic Dragon. I think that's my favorite T-Rex album. I'm a sucker for anything with lots of la-la-la-la-las in it. Our next song is Motor Crash by the Sugar Cubes. And I remember when this album came out, Life's Too Good. It was from 1987, and I just had never heard anything like it. It blew my mind. If you're not familiar with the Sugar Cubes, it's the band that Bjork started out with before she became Bjork.
Nathan Zellner, along with my brother David Zellner, we're filmmakers from Austin, Texas, and we're wrapping up our hour as guest DJs on my KUTX. We have a movie coming out. It's called Damsel. It opens June 29th here in Austin. So check it out. We've been playing songs that have influenced us throughout the years, things that we've used in movies of our own and stuff that we grew up listening to from other films and just a whole hodgepodge of fun stuff. Really appreciate being here. You can find our full episode in our playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. And what are we playing next?
So we'll wrap things up with another favorite soundtrack of ours, the movie Xanadu. It's not a good movie, but the soundtrack is absolutely incredible.
It's a pretty great movie.
Oh, you like it?
No.
I don't know. It doesn't
work. It's the best hybrid of 80s messy filmmaking.
Yeah, it's not good. But the soundtrack is incredible. And what I love about the soundtrack, especially when we had the record, it was the first side is all Olivia Newton-John, and then the second side is all ELO, and then the last song where everything culminates for the climax of the movie Xanadu is performed by Olivia Newton-John and ELO, combining their magical powers together to make this great finale of a song. And I hope you are playing it loud right now, because it's pretty euphoric. Xanadu.
Shooting stars.